We're on that New Testament base. And let us just quickly go over the Gemara from that proper. We start from there and then we'll continue. We do learn the Rashi here on the next Gemara. Rapope was a dying, and when they brought the bezin, a shtar paso, which was made in the courts of the goyim, which is a kosher shtar, and that shtar is the koyach to be goyve or mishubodim, but so the bezin would be the koyach to be goyve from mishubodim, but they just had one problem. They had to find out what it says in the shtar. Was makrelu b'shnei kusim ze shalei b'fnei ze b'misiyuch l'fitumei u'magvi b'yme mishabdi. That, the Rapope got a hold of two goyim, and each one he asked separately what it says in the shtar, was misiyuch l'fitumei, that means that they didn't realize that they're saying something which will have effect halachically. And umagvi be'im mishabdi, he relied on that this is what the shtatakir says, to goyim say this, and he was goyim mishabdi. Omar Ravashi, omali rafuna barnosen, och yamar ameimer, haishtore parso d'chsimi alei sadi Yisrael. Now, if you have a shtar parso, it was written in Persian, v'chsimelei sadi Yisrael, and there were Yiddish eidim gechasmet on the shtar, magbinim bein mimishabdi. So the shtar is a keil, you have kosher eid chasime, so we can be goyvim in mishubodim. So the Gemara asks, vo layodi lemikri, these eidim, how could they chasme on the shtar? They don't know what it says in the shtar. How can they chasm on the shtar? It's written in Persian. So the Gemara says, b'diyodi, and speaking about that they did know Persian, so memela, that's how they chasm. The Ritva asks Akashe, why didn't the Gemara say that just the same thing like Rav Pope? Rav Pope also didn't know Persian, but when they brought a shtar to him in Persian, he got a hold of two goyim, Tukusim zesh leibif neizeb masich lafito. And he found out what it said in the shtar. So now the Gemara is asking Akasha, so how could Yiddish eidim chasman ashtar? They don't know Persian. So what the Gemara say the same tarif? But speaking about they got a hold of Tugoyim zesh leibif neizeb, and they read the shtar to them. So the Ritva brings a raya from this, that this whole kula of relying on Antukusim Mesir Lafitume is only if I have a halfik ishtar. The star was already, was a star that, mitzad etzim star, it's a kosher ishtar, and Bezdin only has to feel ois. Now Bezdin has to be goyva with this star. So then to find out what it says in the star, when I know the kashrus of the star, the kashrus of the star is no suffix, it's a star shall al kois. So only to know what I have to do now, that will help. Shtei kusim mesichem lefi tuma. Ma she'en kein, for eidich esime, to make a shtar for a shtar, that means here we have a shtar parso, which the violet doesn't have a teire shtar because there's no eidich esime. The eidich esime have to make it for a shtar, and their only knowledge that this is a shtar is would be from two kusim, Mesich levitumai, that is not sufficient. Tukusim mesich levitumai is not sufficient to chasme on a shtar. So therefore, the Gemara asked here a pertinent question. The Gemara asked, they don't know what it says. Loyodi lamikri, they don't know what it says. So the Gemara says, but the Yadi was speaking about that they didn't know how to read and they didn't know what it says. So the Gemara asks, for being in Sav, Shani Yochel is Dayif.
But
it's still a pasul shtar because the parsoim, their shtores were easy to forge. You could erase the shtar and it wouldn't be nicker that it was erased. So we can't use such a shtar. Who knows what the malve added on to the shtar? The leke, if it's a Persian shtar, it's Yochali's diet. So the Gemara says, no, b'dafitzim. It's speaking about that the cloth was made with gall nuts, and such a cloth you cannot erase. So you can't be mizdayit. It's a ksharsh and Yochali's diet. So the Gemara asks, v'binin soich lavza minyani shal shtar b'shita achoine. Chazal said that when you have a shtar, the last line has to repeat what it said before, because we're afraid if it will say new facts, maybe the Edim were machik the chsime from the shtar, and the Malva went and added on a few $1,000. So in order for it to be a kosher shtar, the last line has to repeat what it said till now. Vileke, by the Persian stars, there's no such thing. Shmo says, b'mahada. No, speaking about mamish, aula, hidurim, speaking about that it was marzah, b'nyon, ishal, shtar. So, mamela, v'ektimol, v'ela, maika, mashmalo. So, what's the chiddush already? So, there's, you have two kosher, eidach, sime. You know how to read Persian. The shtar was written with all hilchishtoris. And, you gave him a mishabodim. Well, every shtar, you gave him a mishabodim. Well, the Maika Mashmalon, the Cholosh and Kosher, that even though it was written in Persian, it's good. Tanina, we learned, get, a get, Sheksava Ivris, Veid of Yavonis, a get that the Ksav is, Ivris, it's not Loshna Kodesh, it's a different type of a Ksav. It's a different type of a Loshan, Veid of Yavonis, Yavonis, Veid of Ivris, Kosher. So we learned there's no special aloche that you need, it has to be Loshna Kodesh. Any Loshna is good. So what's the Chiddush? The Gemara says, I would think that really has to be written Davke a Loshin what the Baal HaShtar understands. And therefore here I would think it's no good. I get it's good. We should be going to kill a Barabonim by get. But I would think there's a Psul Al Kaponim Midarabonon by Shah Shtorah says, Kamash Bon, there's no such psul whatsoever. Yesterday we had mentioned, Chayro Bat Tachidish, that is the Chidish that Bechol Loshen is good. Why shouldn't it be good? We mentioned yesterday, Bichas Avrom, I thought perhaps today we could say perhaps another Nekude, perhaps we'd understand a little better what he answers. There's a kasha that the Rishonim ask, we have a klal, mipiyam b'loim mipiksovo, that Edim can only say Edis mipiyam. They have to say the Edis in front of us. But if they'll write the Edis mipiksovo, it's possible. I mean, the way of giving over Edis to Bezdin has to be bepeh, v'loy mipi eksav. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, so how do shtoros work? The shtoros is, v'eidim achsumim boy, that's mipi ksavo. Why is this good? Zukta balamoyer, amoyer dikateres. For balamoyer says, mipi ksavo is posel, but this is mipi ksavo. Period. Adkan Rishonim. So what does the Baal HaMoyer say? The Baal HaMoyer is saying, Amir HaDikazah. When you have a shtar, you have a document, who's talking? Who is the one that's talking? Who is relating something? So the Baal HaMoyer says, you know who's talking in the shtar? Not the Edim. The Edim are just verifying what he said. But the ideas of what is being said, he wants to give a get, he wants to sell a cock, he borrowed money. You know who's talking? It's the Baal HaShtar is talking. There's no psul of mipik savoy. Only mipik savoy. So that means, as follows, If you have two Edom who saw how Reuben killed Shimon, and they'll go and write to Bezin, we saw how Reuben killed Shimon, that's, so they're talking. They're relating to Bezin what they saw. That's possible. We pick Savon. But if a person, a Baal HaShtar is writes a Shtar, or he tells a Sefer to write for him, so the one who is talking is the Baal HaShtar. He's the one that's talking. So the idea that Bezin is getting, that there was a halvo, that there was a mecher, that there was a get, the idea is from the Baal, not from the Eidah. So Mamei, let me pick Sova Yiskosh. Look upon him. So it could be, now Pastor can understand a little better. So if the characteristic of a shtar is, the mechanics of a shtar is, that the Baal Dovo is speaking to us through the shtar, so there'd be a very choshev svara to say, if he doesn't know Chinese, how could he speak in Chinese? That means if the shtar was written in a language that the Baal Dovo doesn't know, so how could you say he's speaking? He doesn't know how to speak Chinese. Doesn't know how to speak Parsi. So perhaps that would be a havamin, a kaponim to pasul, the shtar midarabono. It's a little ridiculous to say that he's speaking if he doesn't know how to speak this language. His Kamash Balon, there's no such problem. Okay, now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Dechsimi Alei Sadi Yisrael. Vi Yisrael Asu. Now Rashi throws in something, which we'll see is very difficult. Rashi says, you know, Ayi wrote it. Elisha Kasvu Belosh Loshim Parsi. Ayid wrote it, but he wrote it Beloshim Parsi. So here the Rishash Mutzitzich, why did Rashi have to say this? Why did he have to say Ayid wrote it? We're speaking about a Shtar Halvo. Unless we're speaking about a Shtar Kinyan, so then it could be there's a Svore. We had once a Svore that there is getting a Shtar Kinyan could be the ksiva has to be b'shliches ha-moicher, so then could be a goy can't write it. But Pashas was speaking about a shtar halvo, so why do you need b'Yisroel asu? A yid wrote it. That's one problem. And then a second problem: the Rishash is moire. The Rishash is moire that if a yid wrote it. So what's all the Gemara's kashas? The Gemara asked, oh, how could it be good that it's Yochel is Dayef? No, it's not Yochel is Dayef. Tzorch Lachzim Yonei Shel Shtar. It was Lachzim Yonei Shel Shtar. Listen, if a Yid wrote it, so, I mean, what's the problem? If a Goy wrote it, so Mamela, so then then we're having often the kashas. A Goy writes a Shtar, so he writes the way Goy writes Shtaris. So the Mela, so the Shtar should be possible for a multitude of reasons. But if a Yid wrote it, so what's the problem? Hechitesi, should I say that he wrote a possible Shtar? Akbonim, this the Shashi is Ksan Rashi. Sheksova Iksav Shalei. Begit Mishim Tanis Agunis. Yeah, right. Omar Shmuel. This is a Shvera Gemara. We'll learn two Gemaras and then we'll see Rashi and Tosfos. Omar Shmuel, Nosan lo niyol cholok. Now, the Lashon is a lot of misleading Lashonis over here, but let us just say Nosan lo niyol cholok means like this. Nosan lo get, and later we see that it's a niyol cholok. That's how Tosfos learns from the Gemara, Mon Mahalach. So Nosan lo niyol, a paper, it was made out of paper, and an hour later we see it's cholok. Well, Omar lo, and when he gave over this paper, he said, Arei Zagitech. So he said, Arei Zagitech, Megereshes. So she's giget, she's mutter to get married. She's Megereshes. We believe him. Chayshinon Shema b'mei milim ksovoi. Now, kosvoi. The Chashinan Taisu says here, the Havamin of the Gemara was, that's not Chashinan, we assume. But it's potatoes fabai. That means like this. We have here a problem. We hear be a problem. He said hagitoch. And when a person says hagitoch, let's just mention a yisod. Taisvah says, Taisvah shtal su. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Rabal omar girashti yefishti nemo, because it's beyond illegalship. So the Baal comes and he says, I gave my wife a get. Where's the get? I don't know, I gave her a get. And then she's the get. And they should see. The din is she's allowed to get married. Where the kechidish? And go with Shbeva Pochas Mishnaim. How is he Nemon to say? That's Biyodah Legalim. And it seems that's what the Shmaita says, Biyodah is better than a Poshet Amigu. Not an Eishasish. Since it's Biyodah Legalim, and he says, I gave her a get. He's Nemon. So Taisvah says over here, when this person said Hagitoch, so should we believe him then? He said Hagitoch. Well, Mistam it's a get. It's Biyodi Lagalsha. It's Biyodi to give her a get. He says it's a get. So Mistam it's a get. So I believe him it's a get. Now, an hour later, I see a blank piece of paper. So I have a big problem. It means here, I believed him an hour ago, he gave a get, and now I see a blank piece of paper. Now, how does this shtim? How can these two things shtim? So most says, no, it's possible both can shtim. Chayshin and Shema Meimilin Ksovay, not Kosovay. Meimilin is, we had before Meimilin. It's a kosher iksav, it's made out of the gold nuts, what we spoke about before, before we learned from an Aleph. It's a kosher ksav, but this ksav has a tendency to become nivla in the niyor, and after a time, it's a melech kachidush, it says in the Mishnah, it's a ksav yochel, it's a yochel iskayim, while koponim, it has a tendency to be nivla in the paper, and then after an hour, you won't see it. You won't see it. So Memele, now this person didn't say one word. He just said Hagitach. So Shmuel says, we have to believe him. Hagitach, he's Nemon. He said Hagitach. An hour later, I have a problem. So what do I do? So I'll answer the problem. I'll say, Hagitach, Mistam was again. Where is the Ksav now? So Mistam, he didn't mention one word, but I'll figure it out myself. If he's Nemon, so Mistam, and I don't see it, so Mistame was written with Meimilim, and Meimilim, it's possible that they can become invisible. Bilvois Hazman. So no kasha. We believe this person. He has an amonis, and you have a reyesa, you have a hichoche that is zicha said alive. No nevaichoche. Finish. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. Amozadike chiddush. To show you the alimus of Hagitach. He said, Hagitach, finished. Even though I see Fakelt, that's the fan from what you see. But he said, Hagitach. Fregt die Gemara auf Shmuel. Meisvei. We learned a bereis, hareis a gitech, a person gave his wife a get. Mnat losle vizakosu liyam, and seems he put it into her hand, and he says, hareis a gitech, and by says she was fuming that he gave her a get. So Mamela, she went and threw it into the yam. Oilul, or she threw it into a fire. Oilachol dover ha'ovet. That means, finished. Well, it was a get, that she's a get. Because of Omar, then he told her, you know, it wasn't a get. It was a shtar pasimu, shtar amonuhu. We'll see in Rashi what that means exactly, but it's a shtar that, you get covered from the shtar. I think the Hemshech and the Barais is you were so hot-headed. If you would have looked at the paper, you would have seen it's not a get. You would have seen it's a shtar pasim. With a shtar pasim, you get covered, you get tossed. You're a hot-headed person. I can't help you. So later he said there was a shtar pasim. Megereshes. We don't believe what he said now. No, we believe the first member, Megereshes. That out he said now to start passing. Rabid, before you said Hagitoch, he said it was a get. We believe you. Time of the Kiksav, Alek Kiksav Loi. So the Gemara asks Akasha that the Braise is telling us a Chiddush in the Namonis of Hagitoch. Now, in the case of the Baraisa, the Emerson, I didn't have any Reisa in the get. I just heard that he said Fakel played it. And that the Baraisa said, well, what he said Fakel is nothing. He said Hagitoch, I believe the first Haggadah, what he said, and I believe that. Shmuel, in reality, is telling us a bigger Chiddush. Shmuel is telling us a Chiddush that I see it's not a get. Shmuel is telling us a bigger Chiddush. And Shmuel says, well, we'll bend backwards and we'll be mashve ariya to what he said, and we'll say, man, Mr. Bat speaking about it was written by May Milan, the God dissolved. So Shmuel said a bigger Chiddush than the Baraisa. The Baraisa is a smaller Chiddush. Baraisa, we have no reyes that there wasn't a ksav. The zich was a ksav. The shells, what was written on it? So that we say we believe the first Haggadah. But Shmuel said a bigger Chiddush. Now, if the Baraisa did not tell us Shmuel's Chiddush, so Zarai Shmuel's wrong. That means the Baraisa is telling us Chiddushim how strong the Nemonis of Hagitoch is. Well, if Hagitoch is as strong the way Shmuel made it, the Baraisa should have told us Shmuel's Chiddush. And the Baraisa told us a smaller Chiddush by stories that Shmuel is wrong. And if I see a Reyesa that there's no get now, forget about it. I won't bend back backwards and say that, yeah, well, Mr. Amir, it was the get. So the Gemara says, you're right. He come a Shmuel. Shmuel isn't talking about a Poshita case. There was a certain chemical that if you had a get that was written in the yard with May Milan, and you put in this chemical, so the May Milan came out. We were able to see. So Shmuel is talking about that we put it in the chemical later. That means an hour after the Gerish, and we looked at the get, we see a blank piece of dinyo, we see a blank piece of paper, and we get all frustrated. Hagitach, look, it's a blank piece of paper. So the Gemara says that we put it into... So we would never believe him. That means, that's what the Gemara is saying now. Shmuel said, we believe him, she's Vadim Gereshit. If we see a blank piece of paper, we won't believe him. I'm sorry, we won't bend back backwards to say what he said is true. So the Mother says, now Shmuel is talking about, we put it into this chemical mainare, and that's an half hour later, and we look at it, we see there's a get there. Now the main milim came back to this mainare, and we see there's a get there. So the Mother says, Ki koma Shmuel de betkina le b'maya, so we'll see, if nothing comes out, so it's zichah gomish, she's zichah not kiget. But he pulled it. If we see that there was taka written again, then we'll believe it. Like the Gemara, v'chi pulled my have it. Even though it's pulled, I see now that there's a get, a bahashtu the pulled. Maybe Bishas Ksiv with Nesina Saget, it was invisible. That means I see Klon now. An hour after the Gerishin, there's a Reyesa. This is a blank piece of paper. It's a blank piece of paper. And some emailer, the zikha, something to think about that maybe was blank an hour ago. Now we see that after this mainare, we see there was a get written on it. Fine. That zikha means that once upon a time there was zikha get written on it. But now we have a new suffix. We have a suffix, but maybe bishas nesine, I see there was a blank piece of paper. Maybe bishas nesine was also blank. Maybe not. But how can we believe him already? I still have a reyesa. By being blank half an hour ago, I have a mokim to think of he was blank. Shasta sinis aget. So how can we believe him? This is also a reyesa keneged vov. So Moshe Shmuel nami cheshin and comes. Now the Gemara falls off. The Gemara says no. Shmuel does not mean that we, but not the way we understood before, we believe him. We don't believe him. If I have a reyesa, Even that I see that there was a time when the get was blank, so maybe it was blank already, b'shas tegerish. So I won't believe him, take it. I'll call upon him, cheshina, she's a suffix for gereshus. So maybe, so there's no kasha, he's the baraisa, he's too much, he's vada me gereshus. There's no reyesa. He just said that it's a shtar pasa. But if there's a reyesa, it's only suffix me gereshus. So this is b'shas, the member of Shmu. Now let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. Shemo b'mei milin kasu. Maybe this get was written b'mei milin. The nivlu, and it got nivla, got absorbed in the New York. Ba'omra v'amorin le'el kasu b'mei terye v'apse kosher. So it could be it's a kosher get. He said, Hagitach, I don't see now, but could be that it was a kosher get. So I believe him. New York, why did the Gemara say it was written on paper? Stam New York shall asabimu. Stam New York is made out of reeds. V'loi klaf mu'ubed afatzim. Most klafim are mu'ubed afatzim. The offered so omra ne me milin agabi me milin. If it would be offered, then taker no ksav whatsoever. So the Gemara asked Akash and Shmuel, and Tabaraisa, they gave, he said, Hogitach, and then he said, Shtar passing, Shtar piusim. Shaim ala chaveiroi oyavoi umaminoi. A person begs his chavo who loves him and trusts him. Shiichtav lay alatsma shtar choyv kadei sheira osher. That means he wanted to advertise, put up a show that he's a gvir. So he went over to 10 people. Each one should buy the shtar that he owned $10,000. So now he has 10 shtaris in his hand. So he's a malva of $100,000. And he wants to do a business deal with someone. So when Yenna comes, he just shows them the shtaris and I should lend you money. What do you want? And the impression is made already. Or shtar amone shekos bluvois veloy love ve min ay loy vel malve shlo yitvenu elim ken yalvenu mosle es shtar shtar amone means also he bought him a shtar bar $10,000. Here he had an intent to borrow, he didn't borrow it yet, but he gives him the shtar. He said, na nemen lo osro mishum mishtoy, he said, ho gitoch, ho lek eksav loy, di ibn yolchol lok nam amrine megereshes, mechdei, if we'll say like Shmuel, that if woman is a reyes, I see now that's not a get. I also bend backwards and say, oh, but he said, oh, Gitach, I believe him. Even though we didn't read it, even though he can't be chayzer. If the halacha is that Afilubai, now that it's a blank paper, we also believe in what he said. Vashmina rabusa yaserta din yocholak, let it say a bigger chiddush, not the chiddush what it said. So the Gemara says, kiyam ashmur namish megireshes loy bestome, ele bedakino loy linyo. We were bedik to New York. The maya dinara, tseva shekirin fuvaili. It's violet. Umaviren me atzeva olof. Upoilet oisye shabola veniris. And that meinare makes that the oisye is that one nivla on nifla. Freg de gemore hashto hu de pola of shahoyo bluyois. Lehoya ksav. So the gemore is good. So now I see that it's a ksav and maybe bishasne sine. No, actually the poll. Aber shoye blue yois, like hoye ksav, but when there was, before it wasn't a ksav. Smosses chashine shemeloi nivlu yofe. Am chayish, maybe, bishas he gave it over, was a nivla yofe. And what's the chashine? Be meis, asur le koyin, vechelet, islami shabem, is the sofi grushe. He's a sofi grushe. Now there's two horrors I'd like to mention. One ha'ore
I saw the chayin the mask. The yol sashach is the bechas rabu mask. The mother says she suffered megarashes. It mentioned, the mother says on Chulin, that mikveh shenimdad v'nimsach hasab. He had a mikveh that, let's say we measured the mikveh 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock it had Abo himself. We measured the mikveh 12 o'clock, it has 35 so. So, mikveh shenimdad v'nimsach hasab. Now, 11 o'clock, we were table tamadik kelim in this mikveh. But the Gemara says the kelim atomic. Because it's tarti l'reyesim. Even though I have a chazok of the mikoret, at 10 o'clock it was a kosher mikveh, so I should shtel the mikveh al ches kosoi. That was from 11 o'clock, it was also a kosher mikveh. But I have here two strikes against that chazok. Number one, Arei chosel lefonecha, number one. And number two, there's the cheskes tumah of the kelim. The cheskes tumah of the kelim is telling us, just like I have a chazak the mikorah on the mikvah, I have a chazak the mikorah on the kelim that they were tomei before 11. And now I'm claiming a shayle, did they become ois tomei or not? So I tell them on chazak, they're still tomei. So we have a klal. If you have a chazoke the hashte and another chazoke, so we say the kelim atome. So they ask a moira dike kashe. They ask as follows. Lufi the baskone, we're speaking about that it's speaking about that an hour after the nesinus haget, we see a blank piece of paper. So arei. Now it's invisible. Now it's dust. Could be he wrote it before. That's all. I see now a boy that he once wrote it. So there's a chazak of the mikore. Was once a kosher get. Now it's an invisible get. And she is a cheskes eishes ish. So l'chayru we should say tarti l'reyes. We should tell her on the chazak. So Memela, what is din chayshino? Chayish, maybe she's a grusha. I'm sorry. She's talan chazoke. Not chayish. She's a cheskesei shesis. The chazoke the mikor was Isra. So you should tell it. And he says, so she's talan chazoke. So he shouldn't be nemon to make even a sofik. That's one kasha they ask. And then there's another kasha they ask. The Yel Sashacher is medayik from the previous Rashi. Hashtahu de Polat, Ulshahoyu Bluyois, Layhoyo Ksav. So the Gemara is Takashi. Now we have a Ksav. But before, it wasn't a Ksav. Before it wasn't a Ksav. So, there's a Shtiko Mashmois from Rashi, but let's ask along the Shail, what will be the din? He gave her a whole tumult. Was it a kosher get? Wasn't a kosher get? With VMS, we don't believe him. It's only a shash. I'll say over, I'll come over. Rabbonim, you have a shayla. You know what? I'll give over the get. Nachamu. Fine? So there's a mashmois from Rashi. That'll be good. Because Rashi says, Hashtu de polat, uchshohoya bluyois, loy hoya ksa. Now it's a ksa. But before it wasn't a ksav. So, he said, I'll get before, but that's a shayla. Accusations not in Gresh. Maybe it wasn't a ksav then. And others are madaik from the Lashon Meiri like that you could be megarish now. So the Yelis HaShachar is Sakashis, it's Chok Teiches. That means, if the ksav became invisible, it's a posel ksav, what made the ksav for a ksav? Not a ksiva, some chemicals made the ksav for a ksav. So I'm making an ois, shaloi ayadei ksiva. So why is it a kosher get now? That's their kosher. Why is it a kosher get now? L'choire. They have a mashmois, it's not mukha, but there's a shtiko mashmois in Rashi, that
Now it's Aksav. Now it's good. But before it wasn't, Aksav. Vice is not his Atelus Aksav. That's the Kashi. So that's the Chmir. The Kashi is not too gefährlich. And I think the Bichas Avram wants to answer this. And what could bring a stickle Rai? That the Emerson, the din of Chok Toiches, is that the oisiyas have to be written derech ksive. That means, let's say a case of chok teiches, I'll have a blotch of ink, and I'll erase the inside and the outside, and I'll make an enderman. So from the blotch, so how did this become an enderman? Not through ksive. There's no ksive samem. Through erasing the teich. And erasing the round and around, so that's how it became a mem. So the mem became a mem not through ksive, through erasure. So that's not called the kosa. Yes, we did ksive. That's not called the kosa. Over here, the geta was written derech ksive. The oisiyas were written derech ksive. Now there's a new psul, so the oisiyas was written was the kosa. There's a new psul. It's a psul, but if you can't see the ice, if the ice is invisible, you can't use the ksav, so it's a psul and the ksav. Now I bring back, now you can see the oisiyas again, so the ksav isn't possible anymore, but it's not pshat is, now I'm taking away that new psul, there's a psul of invisibility. So memele, so that's possible. So I make, you should be able to see it. So I make it visible again. But it's not pshat is that I'm, there's a new chesaron, there's a chesaron, it was written, it's oisiyas that were written, was derech ksive, but that, there's a new chesaron now, you can't see it. That is a chesaron, that's a new chesaron. You have to be able to see the ksav. I have a ksav that's not visible. So I make it visible. So pshat is, so now I took away that chesaron, that of invisibility. But not pshat is that I'm a kosev now, I make it, the oisiyas were here from before derech ksive. I wanted to shtel zu a derech achayim that's brought the pisrei tshuva brings down in hilchas mezuzos in reish pei vov sitkot yudalit. It says as follows: in hilchas mezuzos it says the Rambam shita is that a Pesach is only chayev b'mezuzah min ha-teireh if there's a delus. It means it's not sufficient that it should be an entrance, it should be two mezuzahs. We also need, there should be a door. If there's no door, it's potel min ha-mezuzah min ha-teireh. Now, so it's brought down according to the Rambam. What'll be the din if I put up before the door's coming in 5 minutes? Zrizah magdimin le-mitzvahs, I put up the mezuzah before the door comes. Then we hang up the door. So it's possible. Because it's tasa v'loy mina osri. That means when I put up the mezuzah, it was not here mezuzah, there's no door. Later, they put up a door. So I have a mezuzah here, but that's, the mezuzah was not put on b'shas chiyav. The mezuzah was put on when it was put from a mezuzah. So that's a din tasa v'loy mina osri. Zavka derech ha-chaim. But what will the din be if they put up the door, I put up the mezuzah, they took off the door, and they'll put on the door again. So the Chaim said, that'll be a kosher mezuzah according to the Rambam. Why? Because when the mezuzah was put up, that was a kosher asiyah, there was a door there. Now it became potter. It's potter, there's no door. You put back the door, it's chayim. But you can't parcel the previous asiyah's mezuzah because the mezuzah was put on the hechsher. There was a zman p'tur, so it's a zman p'tur, now it becomes chiv, so let's say, but you don't need a new asiyah, there was a kosher asiyah. So l'chayre, this is more or less the same thing. Okay, now let us go further, and then we'll see Taisus. Omar Ravine, Omar Li Ameina, Hochi Omar Mareina Mishmei de Ravine. Hani Beitchei Dioiv Gite Kamayu. The two Eidim, the Eidim Mesire, that the get is given over in front of them, Tzrichei Lemikraya, they have to read
They have to read the get. Before the get is given over, they have to read the get. Meisvei, oh, you're telling me a yesod, the get has to be read before it's given over. Reza gitach, when it lost it, is okose liyam. We learned in Abaraise, he said a reza gitach, when it lost it, is okose liyam. Elohu vilchol dovo ovid, b'chos of omo, shtar pasimu, shtar amonu, migoresh, so she's giget. Loi kolay menu, loi yisro. He's not nemo. The Gemara, the Amrit, Tzrichel, Mikrayo. If you'll tell me there's such a law, it has to be written. If they read the get, so they read it was a get. I mean, that's or else it's not a kosher get. So they saw it's a get. And then he goes and gives it to him, and the God burnt, he says, you know, it's a shtar amuna, shtar pasim. Like the Gemara, I mean, who are you trying to pull the wool over? Whose eyes are you trying to pull the wool over? I mean, the Edom saw was a get. So it's a kashe. And Mreima. So the Gemara answers, like Tzriche, the boss of the Krayuo, they read the get, Aile Leve Yode. He stuck the get up his sleeve. Afke. And then he took it out, and he gave it to her. Ma de Teime Chalufi Chalfe. Oh, who knows what's up his sleeve? Maybe there was another get there. And that's pshat in this whole thing. He gave the Edom the get to read. They read a get. Then he put it up his sleeve. Then he pulls out a paper and he gives, then he says, oh, gitach. And then when she throws it away, he says, hey, you know, that was a shtar amon, a shtar pasim. To memele. I would think he's nemon. It's kamash malon. But he's not nemon. He's not nemo. So that's the chiddush. So you have no raya from over here. That means I don't clear. It's a different get. But what he had up his sleeve, basic nisht. But I don't clear. It's a different get. Zok Rashi, hani beitrei eidi mesir, lebeyod eitachas knofok, leishchiyach. No, this is going further. Zok Taisvus. Taime the Ike Ksav. Olek Ksav Loi. So this is going back on the Memra of Shmuel. We were under the assumption that Shmuel is telling us that if a person said Hagitoch, and later we see that it's a blank piece of paper, we believe him that it was a get, even though our eyes are seeing that it's not the way he said. We bend backwards and we believe him. So the Gemara says, if that's true, so why didn't the Beraisa said this chiddush? The Beraisa only said a smaller chiddush, that there was a ksav. There's no reyus b'faneinu that it wasn't a get. And so then the Baraisa says, we believe what it was again. But over here, and if Shmuel is correct, the Baraisa should have said Shmuel's Chiddush. The Gemara is medayik that the Baraisa said, we believe the Hagitoch, even though now he says Fakert. That's the Chiddush of the Baraisa. So Taisva says, Eina Hanami, if he had given her a get, and an hour later, we see that it's a blank piece of paper, and he'll tell her, you know, I gave you a blank piece of paper, well, I can believe him. You're 100% right. Your diuk, that the Baraisa said a smaller chiddush that Shmuel had said, is 100% right. But we have to compare what the Beraisa says to what Shmuel says. That means the Beraisa said when he is now being Saisa Dvara Varishayna, he before he said Hagitach, and now he said was a Shtar Amone, a Shtar Pasim. When don't we believe him if we don't have a Reyesa before Neinu? But if we have a Reyesa before Neinu, we see it's like a blank piece of paper, and he says, I gave you a blank piece of paper, we talk and will believe him. That's right. But Shmuel didn't speak about such a case. Shmuel said he didn't say anything. I gave you a gift. It's blank? No, I gave you a gift. Finished. So you can't compare the Bereisa to Shmuel's memory. That the Bereisa should have said a bigger chiddush, because the Bereisa is talking about a case where he says a dvaro, and Einach Hanami, if in Shmuel's case he'd be says a dvaro, we taka believe him, that was taka poslaget, because and the Yor Cholik is a reyesa to what he said before, but Shmuel's talking about when he wasn't says a dvaro, he wasn't says a dvaro, and he says, I gave you a get, so then we believe him. So what's the kash? A myrdike kash. The Gemara held now that when he doesn't say anything later, she's Megereshes Vadai. So we believe him 100% that she was Geget. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. We believe him. Im kein le khoshe vreis be mei shon ay kholok. Im kein she khoshe ba ma nam in yo kholok is lo le mei me de lav komen le hoyso ko bei hege de ik ksa. So Taisa says as follows. If Shmuel is telling us that if Shmuel is telling us, let's say the way you said, Shmuel speaking about he wasn't Saisa Dvar. He gave her a get, and he said, oh, you don't. And now or later, I go and look at, I see it's a blank piece of paper. So now, let me give you a questionnaire. Is this a reyesa, yes or no? Is she vadai giget, yes or no? So Shmuel said she's vadai giget. So is this a reyesa? No. Yeah, it's a psakasha. We'll say it, but la loche, we believe him that she was giget. So if we believe him that she was giget, so this reyes of Niyachol doesn't make a reyes. So now what is he saying? It was a blank piece of paper. So what? So you're not nemon to be soysed v'recha rishayne. And if they, so we're back. So why did the Bereisa say this? Is a reyes Shmuel's wrong? Then it is a reyes and we don't believe. Bim Taima. The Gemara taka falls off, but the Gemara havamin, when we have a kasha from a baraisa, that's right, that Shmuel's wrong. But the Gemara havamin, that she's vade megereshes. How could there be such a havamin? It's if a reyes befoneinu. I see a blind gap now. Yeshloima. Even though I'm a reise gitoch, im tema, veiches al kadaitich begreshus vade koma, kiven den nire shun yochol, vishloima, kiven do om a reise gitoch, he said a reise gitoch, bedova muet memnina la bal, he believe it, ki heiche dam rin en bal shom begerashti ishti nemon hoyle biyode legaush. He says the Gemara held, he has an amonis of biyodoi. So just like Baal Shom Gerashti is Ishti Nemo, says Nemo. So Memele, so now he's also Nemo. So Memele, so he has an Amonis. So now you see it's blank, so that's a Emphron. But the Gemara held without the Kash from the Bereise, but he's not Abgefreit. He has an Amonis, so if you have a kash, shai terutzum leninalo, so say, and now it's cholak, was meimilin, and they got dissolved. There is such a possibility. So meimila, that was the havamin. Hoyil biyodi legalsh. Inami, so that's the havamin. that Shmuel holds that it's, even though I have a reyes, but I don't have an eyelash, because since he said that Hagitach, I believe him. Inami. Now Taisus has another teretz. Another teretz, why should we have a havamine that, why should we have a havamine that, that's what you get? This is a reyes. What's the havamine? Inami the Airi the Kuryua Beitreini Kore. Oh, so now Taisva says, it's speaking about before he gave the get, to aid them sort. Vaila Lebeyode, and he put it up his sleeves. Vaavke. The Loichashin on Dilmachalfe. You're not Chayesh Dilmachalfe. And the Gemara says, Lefi Emes, we are Chayesh Dilmachalfe. Why? Because we see a Reyeser. That means, when are we not Chayesh Dilmachalfe, like in the case of the Baraisa? The case of the Baraisa, which is not Reyeser whatsoever. He says that it was a Shtara moment, but it's not Reyeser whatsoever. So then we're not chayish dul mechalfe. But if we see a reyes, we are chayish dul mechalfe. So that's the second mahalach in Taisvis. Taisvis could be also gitoch, we would not believe him. Also gitoch, we would not believe him against a reyes, I have him in a bow. But since it's speaking about koruyo, they learned it, so therefore, I'm not chayish for reyes, even though it was aili lebeyode, he put it up his sleeve. I'm not chayish. In the Moses, I am chayish. Because since I see a reyes later, and I cannot be sure that this is the get that the Edom read, so memela, I am chayish. Now, finished. So we have two mahalchim to explain the havamin of the Gemara, why Shmuel held that she's vada migoreshes, even though I have a reyes aleida, either because he has an amonis of kirashtius ishtinemem, or it's speaking about kriyu beitrei v'ayli beyote. Now, something new. Now this is going to fataych in the Yor Cholok. Which when we learn the Gemara, Nosan lo niyor cholok. The Loshen is very, very misleading. Nosan lo niyor cholok means he gave her a blank niyor. So that's a shrek. How can she be raised megeresh? When niyor cholok to come a Shmuel, loy b'shas nesin erosh and niyor cholok. We have to learn this Gemara with a grain of salt. Does not mean that b'shas the nesin we saw was blank. In kaina filo yabadi kosum emilay neget. Even the Bishas Nesina Kval Niblo Isis, Kedama Besomach, Ki Polit my Aved, was came around that now the Isis were Polit. But Hashtu the Polit, but Bishas Nesina Luna Isis. Ella Sho Achas Achal Nesina Kishir Sho Isia Shechelis Liboleya, Loi Sho Yonah Yocholik. Ho Yonah Yocholik, Nosan Law, he gave her a get, and an hour later, we looked at it and we saw it was a Niyor Cholok. That's one pshat Niyor Cholok, which is a big doichik in the Ivra of the Gemara. Va'oid yesh loimah, the b'shas nesine ro meirochik, v'doimah lehem Niyor Cholok. That's pshat. They were standing, they had 20-20 vision, but they were standing 50 feet away. So Memele, they were trying to look at the get, from what they saw, it looked like a blank piece of paper. If they would have gone closer, it could be they would have seen the Yoisius. But that's the Reyes. 50 feet away, if it would have been a Gorshtak Oisius, they could have seen 50 feet. 50 feet away, it looked like a blank piece of paper. That's the Reyes, and that's the Shekel of Tain the Gemara. Maya denare, perisha ben chananu, mei klipas rimoin. The water of rimoin, that's the clip of the rimoin, that's of the rainbow. So the Gemara says, Ushmuel nami chayshinon koma.
Taisva says, Hashta loitzrichi lo'ukmi dibot kinei. So Taisva says, now that we say the whole member of Shmuel is only Chayshinon, so afilo we weren't boideke, and Chayshinon is an in Chayshinon. He said, the whole Gemara's kasha from the Baraisa was that he's not nemo to say Niskarashti, if I have a reyesa. So good. But now I believe he's not Nemo, it's Chayshina. So Chayshina will be a Philip Leibotkino. And Chayshina. Did he Leibotkino? Not Mikilamechish. Look, Ikilamechish, it could be. Omiyo Badi Botkino, Leipolid La Pluma. That's Poshid. If they were Boydikin, nothing came out. Zichanolai Chayshina. That's Claw, never was again. Srihi Le Mikrayo Koydem Nasina Ayri. Midrashani besamuch loitzriche de lebosa de kiruya aile. The Gemara esta kasha by the case of the Baraisa, they didn't lane it. So the Gemara says, after they lane it, aile lebayode. So vaistois, they lane it before the Nesina, and then right after they lane it, he stuck it up his sleeve. The Eloi Karyet, what if they didn't lane it? Nire Dolehavi get. It's not a get. Midolei Meshani, because if you'll say it's only a Chathila de Kedin, Hochib Maeskin and Dolei Karyet. The Gemara Stakasha, if you have to lane it, so what's the case? If he says, Leide Shtar, Pasim Shtar Amone, he's not believed. Versteht sich, Eidim saw that it was a get. So say a teretz, it's speaking about they didn't see. They should have seen. They didn't see. What's ekvel? So from our Gemara we see that if the Edim don't lane the get, it's apostle get. So I said the Gemara couldn't say that they didn't see it because it would be apostle get. Because they did see it. In fact, the Gemara, they did see it. So what's the chiddush? That's what they say. He stuck it up his sleeve. That's what Taisvit says. So Taisva says, Lehavi get. Indeed, Lekoye ain't a Megureshes. Now, I'd like to learn this Taisva the way the Pnei Yeshua is to Mahalchim in this Taisva, but I'd like to learn the way the Pnei Yeshua learns in this Taisva. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say, this Taisva is learned like we had on Daf. We hear them that Talad and Aleph, Ashitus HaRabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Afilu according to Rameya, you need two Eidim to stand there b'shas the Mesiras HaGet. And that's the Mid Pnei Yeshua says, this thesis is going according to the Rabbeinu Tam. There's a besondere din that you need Eidim l'kiyumei milse. If the two Eidim who witnessed the Maisa Geirish, if I'm not mistaken, he says, Emerson is a murder karaya, I think Toshani Mr. Kasha. If you'll say that Eidach Sima is also good, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? What's the case of the Baraisa? The Baraisa is a Shtaramone and Dos. If the Eidim saw it, how can he say Shtaramone? So let the Gemara answer that they're talking about if you have Eidim Mesirah, Eidim Mesirah, if they read the Shtar. The Braise is speaking about Eidach Sima. Eidach Sima, so that's why then you don't have to see the Shtar. So one of the two, others speaking about Eidim Mesirah, we must be passing the law Eidim Mesirah Kalsi, or later Rabbeinu Tam, if it is Eidach Sima, you still need Eidim Mesirah. And Taisvis learned, and this is Amir the Kipshat, Taisvis learned that Eidi Mesire, or Eidim Lekiyume, if they don't know what is written in the Shtar, they're not Eidim. What are they saying Eidis on? That's how Taisvis held. Ain't a get. It's not a get. You have to give it over an Eidim. If you give it over, the Eidim will be looking at an airplane, so they're standing there, but they didn't see a Mesire as a get. So they see a Messiah's a paper, they don't know what's in the paper, so it's no difference of looking at an airplane. They're not witnessing a Messiah's again. So Tosfos held that it's absurd. Ain't a get, ain't a megereshes. They have to read it, they have to know what's being done. Vim taima, like Tosfos. This nan le kamon bazeirik, kosav get le ish, and shek le chamaisa. There was a sefer that wrote a get for a husband, v'shoiva l'isha. That means they both came to the conclusion that he's giving a get, so and he's going to pay up the ksube. So they both went to the same sefer, and the husband told the sefer, write a get for my wife, and she told the sefer, write a shoiva, a receipt on the ksube, because he's going to pay me up the ksube right away. So she had to be isa so mele, so he wrote a get for the husband and a shoiva for the wife. The Torah in Shem Yishamayim, he made a mistake, and he gave over the shaver to the husband, he gave over the get to the wife. And after 5 days later, or 5 years later, get yaitze mitachis idei yish, v'shaver miyata yish. And now they go and give a look, now they decide after 5 years to look at what they got. He sees he got a get, and she got a shaver. And she got married in between and they had 4 kids. Von Amzerim. So Mamela estates in Mizamisa. So we can't send her. So she's a chassid to the second husband. She's a nemesis. She's a soite. But she's also to the first. We can't say she's also to the first husband, even though she was a nonus. We can't. She's also to the first husband. The dike olabi sharabe, why did you cancel her? Mahavalo the meva. What should she have done? This will stop in the 11. Why are you canceling her? So the Gemara says, Mishani boiler like rigit. What do you mean what she should have done? She got a get, she should have read it. As soon as he gave her a get, her gitar, she shouldn't go and put it in a pocket and look at it 5 years later. She should go and read it and see if it's a get talk. So what's pshat yena ma'isa? Behashte iloikayom. If this get wasn't read by the Eidim, afilu lehukla for meina megareshes. I just said pshat that the Eidim mesire. If they don't know what's written in the get, it's a possible get minatayrim. Sefelten Eidis. So over there, the Eidim mesire zicha didn't read the get. Because they would have read, they would have seen he has a shaver and he has a get, and that would have been rectified in 2 minutes. So they didn't read it. So some of the apostle gets, why didn't he hukhlafu? He made the kikash. That what I said before, ain't a migureshes. It's not a get. Mikomakim in nisei slay seitze. But if she got married, it's loy seitze. So now, we just was nachsin and darge. So what is Tosfos saying? I mean, atayrets a kosher get. I mean, if nisa is loy seitze, so min atayrets a kosher get. So why is it a kosher get min atayrets? What happened now? So Tosfos in the first teretz either holds that for Eidim Mesire, it's sufficient if they have a chazok in the Baal said hogitoch. That's enough. The Baal said hogitoch. The Baal shama gerashes ishti nemo. So if I witness a paper that's been given over in the husband said hogitoch and the husband has anemonis to say that it's a get, so I knew enough. Minatoyre. So it's a kosher get. The Rabbonon, they said, that's not enough. With the Rabbonon, you have to read the get. Not to rely on that what the Baal said, Hogito. With the Rabbonon, you have to be, from your own knowledge, you have to know that it's a get. Through Kriya, you have to know that it's a get. So that's what the Rabbonon did, and that then, in Nisei Sloy Seitze. That's the first Mahalach in Tosfos. Inami. Tosfos doesn't want to say like that.
What does Tosfos want to say? That it's possible in a Torah. If they don't know what was written in the get, so it's possible in a Torah. So if it's possible in a Torah, so So what's the story? He put it in his sleep. The consina law, the boy le meheder miyad lakuye. She should have read it right away. That means like this. The Gemara over there, they read the get. He showed them a get. And then he put it in his sleeve. And then he took out the shayva. He had another get by his face. He showed them a get, they laid the get. And he had two gittin. He had two gittin to make sure. So they read one get, and then he put it in his sleeve, and he took out what he thought was the other get. He wanted to give the other get, and then it was a shaiva. So now, in Hilchis, Eidus, since they read the get, so then I'm a chuyiv to think of a chluf. He maisa was a chluf, but they're not a chuyiv to think of that. So in Hilchis Eidus, it's called, they saw the get which was given over. This put up his sleeve, I don't know what's up his sleeve, but I'll come on him. That's not, so the maisa, there was a get, a mesiras a get lefnei Eidus. The maisa, he made a bubun, he gave over the shayva. Fine. So why do you cancel her? So Tosfos says, no, since Lamaisa Kilkul occurred, is Memela, so they can't send her, so if she saw that there was something happened, which I'm not already 100% sure, if I'm getting a get, she should have read it either before or after. And she didn't read it, and a Kilkul did came, so then we can't send her. Umiyu ein asurili nase ilay kore shenis kedam mahochi. Period. So Tosfos says, but Lalocha, if Edim see a get and they read the get, and then the Baal takes and puts it up his sleeve and takes out a get and gives to her, Meikir Adin, it's a kosher get, and Meikir Adin, she's allowed to get married. And I don't clear anything. I say it's Edim and everything else. There we can't some because it's all a maisa kol kol again. V'hoye rogel ri likreis koidem anasine. The ri was wanted to make sure nothing happens. He used to lane to get before the nasine. Olacha nasine, and after the nasine. Humiyu pshite di le kora koidem anasine. The kora lacha nasine da v'poshu to megereshes. Now, this is saying a moir di kachidish. I think they bring down one of the Shainim is Chaylik on Tosfos that if the Edom did not read the get before the Nesine, they read it after the Nesine, it's Zichah Kosher get. I'm talking about a fluid according to the second lotion, that means Atayra, the Edom have to know what happened. It's a Kosher get. Sehid of Pnei Yeshua gets very angry. I mean, if we're saying Pshat, felt Nadim Likiyume, Adam have to know. That's where they have to read it. And if they don't read it, it's a possible get me in the Torah. So why does it help afterwards that they read it? Was it get without Adam Asira? They read it afterwards. That won't make it retroactive that it should be Adam Asira. Now, that's Bnei Yeshua's Kasha. So Bnei Yeshua says, Al Kochoch, we have to say that Teis is speaking about Teich Kedei Dibbo. They read the get, or asukim vayseinyim. So then it's still considered like we're still in the middle of the process of giving over the get. But if afterwards, if 5 minutes later, after the Gedishim process had ended,
They'll go and look at the get, forget about it. That's a possible get, and they won't help me now. Torah, according to the second lashon of Tosfos.